Chapter 1, Summary of Bronx Masquerade. Bronx Masquerade by Nikki Grimes is a powerful novel and verse that unfolds in a high school English class where teacher Mr. Wiggins encourages his students to express their thoughts and emotions through poetry. As the teenagers share their work, they reveal their struggles with identity, family, race, and societal expectations. Through their individual voices and stories, the students begin to connect with one another, fostering a sense of community and understanding amid the complexities of their lives in the Bronx. The book highlights the transformative power of self-expression and the importance of empathy in overcoming personal challenges. Chapter 2, The Core Themes of Bronx Masquerade. Bronx Masquerade by Nikki Grimes explores themes of identity, self-expression, and the power of poetry as a transformative tool. Set in a high school classroom in the Bronx, the narrative unfolds through the voices of diverse students who grapple with issues such as race, socioeconomic challenges, and personal struggles. Through the open mic poetry sessions, the characters share their innermost thoughts and experiences, revealing their vulnerabilities and aspirations, thereby fostering empathy and understanding among them. Ultimately, the novel emphasizes the importance of finding one's voice and the connections formed through shared stories, highlighting the resilience of youth in the face of adversity. Chapter 3, 10 Quotes from Bronx Masquerade. Here are some notable quotes from Bronx Masquerade. 1. I think poetry is about feeling. It's about the heart. 2. Every time I pick up a pen, I'm writing for my survival. 3. Sometimes, the mask is all we have to protect our true selves. 4. We're all wearing masks, each and every one of us. 5. In the end, it's not about the words we speak, but the words that resonate. 6. Writing lets me express what's trapped inside. 7. Art is a way to escape the pain of reality. 8. You never know what someone's going through until you hear their story. 9. There's power in sharing your truth. 10. Poetry helps me find my voice in a world that often tries to silence me.
Hallo, ich bin Christiane Beer, Führungskräftecoachin und Organisationsberaterin. Alle zwei Wochen habe ich in meinem Podcast Führungsgefühle Führungsmenschen zu Gast. Getreu dem Motto, Führungskräfte sind auch nur Menschen, spreche ich dabei mit meinen Gästinnen über deren Führungsarbeit und wie es ihnen im Arbeitsalltag damit geht.
Ist dann immer auch gepaart mit persönlichen Verletzungen.
Wir sprechen dann über ihr ganz persönliches Glück und Leid, Frust, Stolz, Sehnsüchte, Leidenschaften als Führungskraft, von Führungsgefühlen eben. Und wir sprechen darüber, wie sie damit umgehen.
Das ist tatsächlich etwas, was mich vom Bild her die Wellen surfen lässt.
Führungsgefühle, der Führungspodcast mit dem Blick auf ganze Menschen. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.